Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, once again, remembering the great Pete Medhurst, who unfortunately and sadly has left us, passing away last night, his wife announced. And we're thinking about not only Pete, but, you know, again, Brenda, Kelly, his teenage daughter, who he just, you know,
adored.
Spent so much time with, and Cody and Ryan, who I, you know, he obviously, as they were coaching and adults and whatnot, so he didn't spend as much time that, you know, that we all knew Pete with, you know, but Kelly, he poured so much time into, you know, I remember Doc as we play some of his great play by play cuts, which we'll sprinkle in throughout the day, and the Navy fight song, you know, as our way of, you know, and a little go-go music, and you know, all that, all the different ways we can sort of pay tribute to Pete. You know, when we were doing, you know, the show from 3 to 7, which was the first iteration before they moved us to 9 to noon, and there were reasons behind the scenes for, you know, all that. I think that was a little bit better on Pete's schedule. I remember one day, and this will just kind of tell you what Pete was about. He was doing a Navy-Louisville game, college basketball, at the Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky. And he drove, it was like the middle of, middle of December, maybe it was like early January, I can't remember exactly. And he literally did the show while, I don't think the whole show, but he did the show, part of the show, live while driving to Louisville, Kentucky. Somehow he rigged up the Comrex. I don't know how he did it because he wasn't on the phone, Doc. He did literally the show on the way to Kentucky and then drove back that night. Drove from his home in Anne Arundel to Louisville, Kentucky, broadcast a game, and then drove back.
Mm-hmm.
That was Pete. That was
Yeah, just taking 95, just going, you know, from the 757 back and forth. I mean, that was his drive per event. And he treated all of his events the same. The true mark of a pro, I don't care if it's overnight, weekend, everything's prime time.
Yeah.
He didn't have a cartridge for the event. It could have been Pee Wee football, whatever. You got Medhurst 100 degrees flamethrower. And it always sounded the same because that's what you love about him. I mean, I think a lot of us that follow sports like we do are fascinated by when we hear the Jordan stories about when somebody got under his skin or whatever. Where he came back and some young guy taunted him, and he'd go into that mode where he just morph into training and obsession and a drive just to come back just to murder you on the floor the right way. And that's Peter. It's drive. You know, perfection. Mm-hmm. That pursuit of perfection. But yet, just love what you do. I mean, I can just take a phone call. I'm talking to him right now in my mind. And embarrassed to ask him to come on a weekend show. You know, like you. I mean, who calls Chris Russell, Kevin Sheehan, ask him to come on? It's so embarrassing. You know, to ask him to come on like a weekend
show. He would always
show.
Come on. If Pete had 15 minutes, he would make time for you.
That's the thing about it. You know, you always feel like, why this guy? I mean, why a guy who gives so much? And it's always a reminder of never take this for granted.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get a call or two in here, and then we'll start getting into the Commanders and the Eagles, Doc, because, again, just wanted to make sure that, you know, we're doing what I think, I don't know, but I think what Pete would want us to do, and obviously what a lot of our audience, you know, is very much looking forward to, even as sad as we are. Let's go to Lou. Is this Lou, right, Chris? Yeah, Lou. What's going on, yeah. Lou? How are you?
Man, I'm good, man. This is devastating news, man. I heard it just like Jones 2 on the radio, Kevin's show, and man, it hits hard because Pete was a real one, man. I want to, you know, send out my prayers and my thoughts and to his family. Pete treat everybody with respect. And he was just humble, and we love to listen to him. And he take every call just like, you know, whether he knew you and he doesn't know you, he was just one of those guys, and it just, this one hurt, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. No, it's understandable. Yeah, I know you were a big part of the show, and
tough day, man.
Yeah. No, I hear you, and hopefully, yeah, I mean, man, we don't mean to trivialize anything, but hopefully. Yeah, hopefully a Commanders, you know, win on Sunday can take away some of, you know, the pain sadness,
man.
You know.
Yes, indeed, man. We need that one. We need that one, man. You guys stay up, man. Love y'all, man.
Right. Thank
Love
you,
everyone,
Lou.
Man. This is tough, man. Pete was one of those guys represent DMV, and he was just humble, man. I'm just out of word right now, man, because it just hurt, man, and I just lost somebody else too on top of that.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry
it's
about that.
It's painful, man. I did not expect this, but love you guys, man.
All right. Thank you, Lou. Love you too, man. Appreciate it. You know, and we have a lot of battles with people, Doc, as you know, calls. People get mad about certain things, you know, if you pick against the Commanders or whatever. You know, ultimately, and Pete would always say this, you know, he looked at this show, you know, and again, we were in 3 to 7, then 9 to noon. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the business being as it is, you know, we had to separate at that point when we came to 1 to 4. You know, in late March of last, I guess 2023, but he always looked at this show and the audience as a family. You know, your people and listeners and diehards and P1s are your canines. You know, Pete would always call. You know, guys like Lou and Sabah, who's coming up here in a sec, and Jeff in Vienna, and so many others. I don't want to leave anybody out. You know, he would call them his family. You know, and Pete had a loving family and a very supportive family, and a family that he provided tirelessly for. And then there was his work family. And that's what this show in various iterations became. So he looked upon everybody as his family. Let's go to Dr. Sabah, who I know is heartbroken as well, and paid a wonderful tribute to Pete with a great picture that I don't remember, but in studio, at Sabah T. Witt, at Sabah, Sabah, Twit, and I retweeted it, so it's on my timeline as well. But Sabah, that was a very loving tribute, and I know Pete was very close and near and dear to you.
Yeah, thanks. When I heard that, oh, by the way, the Twitter's about Twit, which is stupid, but I just thought, well, how could I remember it? And it was Twitter. And then when I finally figured it out, I'm like, Sabah Twit, that doesn't sound right. But that's how it happened. Anyway, so, yeah, you know, I got in really heavy, hot and heavy, when you guys had your radio show together. Broke my heart when it moved, because then my schedule wasn't as good, and then it broke me even more when, you know, he was let go. And I just, the things I remember the most about Pete was he always asked me, you know, how was my daughter doing, what was going on, because I know his daughter's really big in softball. And, you know, like I said on the Twitter, he was really interested and would love that she won the game. They had the ODAC championship. He said, can I, you know, get me a hoodie? So I got one. He actually wore it and sent me a picture of him in studio wearing it. And, you know, another interesting story about Pete is he actually DM'd me during right before we were getting ready to play Virginia Wesleyan at Washington Lee. He said, hey, I'm Navy's at VMI. I'm doing the game. I'm going to come over and watch your daughter play.
Oh.
I said, well, you can't because we're at Virginia Wesleyan. And he started laughing. So, but he actually was going to come and watch her play. And another thing that I remembered about Pete was I asked him, you know, why couldn't you do, I was giving him some other times, like to do the show, like even though he wasn't with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't want to miss my daughter's game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yep, that's the right thing to do, because on his grade, you know what will never, ever be written on it? I should have worked more. You're never going to say that. He didn't miss his daughter's games because of work, and I think that was awesome of him. And I feel so heartbreaking when I heard Kevin talk about it. My stomach just fell in my gut. Even people at the office remembered Pete. They're like, oh, my God, that was a Pete guy. I said, yeah, he's gone. And, you know, these brain cancers are killing me. I've had 8 people that I know that had it in the last year. I don't know if it has something to do with the vaccine or something's weird happening with these turbo cancers. And it's so sad. I feel so bad for his daughter. I feel bad for his wife, his family. Us radio people will get over it, but it's the people that every day of their lives are going to miss them for the rest of their lives. And we all need to remember, when we disagree with people, when we talk about the name of the team and who's winning and who's losing and what owner was bad and all that kind of mess, nothing is more important than your family, your health and your family. So, Pete, we love you. We're going to miss you dearly, and you'll forever be in my heart and in my mind. And I pray for your family and your friends, and I hope your daughter can get through this, because it's very tough for kids whose parents go to their games to not have them there anymore.
Yeah.
Very, very tough.
I agree. Well said, Dr. Sabah. Thank you.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
Sorry for your loss as well. In case you missed our opening, Doc and I paying you know, the first tribute that we could to Pete on the radio. It's up now at the at Team 980 on X, at Team 980. I posted it on mine and at WrestleMania621. So in case, and it's of course on the Odyssey app and at the Team 980.com. Our guy Lou DiPietro doing a great job getting that up as quickly as possible. Doc, before we take any more calls, I mean, obviously, again, the Commanders are in the NFC Championship, and by no means do we want to, you know, diminish what we're all dealing with emotionally here. But, you know, when people talk about brotherhood, you know, sometimes in life, in an office, at a radio station, on a football team, as you know, there are brothers that aren't brothers, you know, people you become very, very, very close with. And maybe that's, you know, been fueling, along with Jaden Daniels being so damn awesome, maybe that's what's been fueling this remarkable run to the NFC Championship game on Sunday in Philadelphia. You know, is that brotherhood and that kindred spirit and that fight for each other. And sometimes, again, people are not fortunate enough to get that, and sometimes you are. And it appears that this team is. And I don't know if Philadelphia has that. I really don't. They're good. They're very good. They're beat up. I don't know if they have the same brotherhood, the same kindred spirit, the same fight for each other as these Washington Commanders do.
Well, I wouldn't doubt them, because they know they have talent.
Yeah.
And they know coming up short is not going to be accepted. And that city, they get behind them in a way I don't. you're going to beat them with lack of execution. I don't think the Spirit will have anything to do with their side because they're a talent-based project. We have to play with emotion to make up for a lack of talent in certain areas. We have to hold on to the chain. We have no other choice. We have talent. They have more. They have more in every category, and they should. They're older. It's like Big Brother fighting Little Brother. Doesn't mean Little Brother can't win.
Right.
Because we're quicker. We may have some advantages, but it's going to come down to game time, and no one will know what that is until you see it.
Yeah, no doubt.
We can talk about it all week, and I don't begrudge people. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah.
But you don't know until that ball strikes what version are we going to get of Philadelphia's offense.
Because
the link is, we know JD5. That you can put your foot on, as the old folks used to say. We don't know that about Philadelphia.
No, you're right. That's because Jalen Hurts is obviously banged up, and it's not only him; it's their top corner as well, Quinyon Mitchell, who did a great job the last time the Commanders were in Philadelphia. So we'll sort all that out throughout the week. I would imagine it'd be limited in practice. We will continue to sprinkle in both your thoughts and memories of Pete, and as well begin even more in earnest getting you ready for the NFC Championship game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders. A game you can hear right here on the Team 980 and, of course, the Odyssey app Sunday at 3 o'clock right here again on the Team 980. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready?
Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Once again, one of the great calls from our friend, the late, great Pete Medhurst, as we remember him on this very, very sad Tuesday, as Pete lost his battle with brain cancer last night, his wife announced, and we are all just crushed and devastated, and, we just continue to try and do what we do, because that's probably what Pete would want us to do, a man who worked tirelessly at his craft, as you just heard there on the Nationals Radio Network and Voice of Navy, and of course co-host on this show for over 2 years and everything in between. Doc Walker is with us alongside, as well as you, 301-230-0980. Doc, is there an early key, before we go back to the calls, is there an early key that you're really focused in on Sunday in Philadelphia? Like if you think there's one main storyline, is it just simply Jaden's got to be, great, or is there something else?
Oh, no. For me, it's always a staple. It's the Fab Five. It's those five guys in the interior not breaking down. We can't incite the riot, and that would be a jailbreak. Defensive tackle, slip, move, force, fumble, sack. On the road, just like they did last week, don't allow the defense to incite the riot. So we cannot give up a big play, emotional play, and we just got to, pound them. Bullies don't like to be punched in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So the cute game, we got to store that away. This is a manhood issue, and we got to establish it early in the division. We know each other. That's why I favor this matchup, because of familiarity. And we beat them, and they know that. And they can say all they want to say. They didn't win the game. No matter what the circumstances are, The object is to win the damn game, and they didn't.
How huge is the loss of Cosme?
Well, it depends on Trent. If he plays like he played last week, I can tell you what, I'll take a healthy Trent Scott over a wounded Cosme. Because that grizzly bear you're fighting, he'll eat you alive if you wound it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'd have had, and Cosme has so much pride, he would have gone out there and given you a great effort, but it would have been a joke. This dude you have now, you need a grown-ass man to attack him, and that's what Trent is. He's got everything it takes because he's not at tackle. He's at guard. So it's two grizzlies in a phone booth. And he showed me some mean streak up in Detroit. He showed me something. Now, if he got some more of that in him, then we go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's get back to the calls. And again, we'll sprinkle in Commanders, Eagles, and if you want to jump in on the national championship last night. And, of course, remembering Pete Medhurst at 301-230-0980. Jeff in Vienna, who we mentioned last hour with the Grater's ice cream and many calls and laughs and good memories, is with us now. Jeff, sorry for your loss, my friend. Appreciate you as always.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, gents. Before I get to Pete, just shout out to everybody on the Commander side. It's been a magical run, and hopefully it'll continue. So I know everybody's really happy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Couple quick thoughts on Pete. There was a Nats game, you've been in my seats, Chris, where he and Kelly were sitting about 10 rows behind me. And I was like, hey, come on down, type of thing. And he came down, just two girl dads and Kelly sitting there just talking sports the whole time. Kelly is one heck of an impressive young lady. There's nothing that's going to get in her way. She was all over it, I'm going to be the best softball pitcher I can. And, Pete just stood there and kind of beamed and everything. And he always wore that big ring on his finger from Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman sitting in the row behind us was like, sir, did you win the Super Bowl? And he's like, no. It's just whatever it was from Navy. I don't know what, if it was a conference championship or whatever. And she was, that's a very impressive ring. And he's like, oh, thank you. He was kind of flaunting it a little bit, but that was Pete. He earned it. So, and the second thing was the morning after the DeMar Hamlin game. I was at my niece's house at home. And all of a sudden, Matt starts messaging me and Pete starts messaging me. He goes, you have to call in as soon as you're absolutely available. And I was like, sure, not the greatest morning ever. But, if you guys want me, I think you said you had Channel 9 in the studio or something like that morning. And,
I don't remember that, but I remember, you know, obviously the game, and I remember you calling in, yeah. Because just so everybody knows, you're a big Bengals fan, and you go to all the pretty much all of the Bengals home games and some road games.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I was like, oh, anything for those guys, definitely. So, you know, I've never met the boys. I did get to meet Kelly. She's a crazy, impressive young lady. And, you know, just shout out to all of them. Like I said, RIP to a legend. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. And again, I did get it right, the Grater's ice cream, right? Do you remember what flavor you brought in for Pete? Do you remember by any chance?
I think there were 6 pints, and you guys picked amongst them. And I know, I do remember Pete picked out the black raspberry chipping on one of his car rides. He said he ate the entire pint during the car ride.
Yeah.
So, you know, Doc, I'm sure you remember Skyline and Grater's and some of those things from back in the day.
Oh, yeah, Skyline,
absolutely. Those are must-haves. But, you know, again... You know, just a shout out to everybody at Navy Athletics, Pete's family, and, you know, I think Lou and Sabas summed it up very well, too. Just, you know, it's going to be a bad day, and we're going to miss him a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week, and again, we'll try and soldier on as best we can. But thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you, as always. Let's squeeze in our guy here, Alan Lepore, who used to work with Pete, myself, Doc, of course, here at Odyssey DC, and got to know Pete and the show very well. AL, how are you, pal? I know it's a tough day. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, sorry for y'all's loss. It was a sitting at my desk and complete gut punch, trying not to be in a complete puddle of tears when you got that news, and immediately, you know, wanted to reach out and carving time out of my day to make sure I'm listening and talking to you, because I can't be there. I can't hug you. You guys are like family. And just wanted to talk and share. You know, Pete was, even before I started there, Pete was extremely generous. I don't know if anybody had shared this story with anybody. And Chris, you might remember this, but, you know, I was in between jobs before Odyssey, and I was reached out to by, you know, the Naval Academy, their alumni relations, the fraternity connection that worked there. And, you know, I never served. You know, I'm a civilian, I'm a civvy, and I wasn't sure about even interviewing for the job because, you know, to be doing alumni relations, how would that come off? And, you know, Pete took the time to, you know, through text and DM, just, you know, walk me through saying that would be worthwhile. This is something you should do. And just was glowing with how he was talking about the Naval Academy, how they treat civilians, and, you know, gave me the confidence that this is a job that I could do. It obviously didn't work out because of other logistical circumstances, but, you know, and then I got to Odyssey, and, you know, Pete welcoming me with, you know, with warm, open arms, and always looking out for me and trying to help me out. And one of the things that I always enjoyed is just 6 brief months, just sitting in the lunch area. Then all of a sudden, you're in the 9 to 12 slot, hearing Pete's voice as you got it. I'm like, oh, the fun uncle's here. I can't wait to hear all the great stories about his travels and stories that he has. And that's just who Pete was. And hearing him talk about his family, and I know that's probably like the biggest thing I took away from him, you know, being a new dad at the time. Looking at Pete, you know, Chris, you're an amazing, your father. But looking at Pete and how was able to balance everything, and, you know, EB too, you know, as well. Just looking at that, being like, that's the type of man, the type of father I need to aspire to be. Just always being there. That as was said before, a man's man, and he is sorely missed. Think about him every day, and the only piece that I know is that he's not suffering anymore. I know it's easy for me to say because I'm not his family, I'm not his wife, I'm not his kids, but he's sitting up there with the best seat in the house to watch this NFC Championship game with Rich Taylor, George Michael, Jim Vance, and Sean Taylor, all 5 of them front row looking down, watching on this game. So I love you all. It's one of those days where I wish I could be with you.
Yeah.
Just give you a big old hug. And you know, Pete's family, we love you, and you'll be with us.
Appreciate you, buddy.
In our thoughts and hearts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Well said. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to see each other this weekend up in Philadelphia. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well said. Thank you. That's our guy, Alan Lepore, who, of course, was a former colleague of ours, and as she just eloquently told, knew Pete and was a part of the show and was part of the company and now based up in Philadelphia. So, again, you know, we're continuing to pay tribute, as we will, not only today, but throughout the week for Pete. Anybody that wants to get in, certainly, again, we are you know, very sensitive to remembering his life and legacy. But we also have to, as you would expect, with such a huge stage for the Commanders, we will continue to kind of weave in that as well. Coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock, they'll play for a right to Super Bowl 59. That is, again, the late, great Pete Medhurst, who we lost last night after a courageous battle, and we continue to pay tribute to him with some of his great play-by-play calls on the Nationals radio network. You know, and also, you know, obviously, again, do what we need to do and what we should do on this historic week here in Washington, with the Commanders returning to glory and the NFC Championship game. Before we get back to the calls, you know, Doc, one of the things that I don't I'm sure we talked about it late Saturday night when I was on with you and Tobes. I'm sure you guys talked about it. I had mentioned, and I was wrong in my game prediction. I thought they would lose a tight field goal-ish game. So I take the hit for that, whatever that means. But I kept saying two things. They were going to have to get three turnovers minimum, check, check, and the return of the natural run game. And that's exactly what happened. Man, Brian Robinson looked fresh and spry and was just ripping off chunks of yards. And then as the game wore on, you know, it was more of the ground and pound, like push the pile type things. But, Doc, I think his first two or three carries were for like 13-plus yards on each of those carries.
Yeah, he got back on the good foot. And that was mandatory. But to me, the secret weapon is Eckler. And we just take for granted how good he is. He's got superpowers as well. And he's just always moving forward. Big playability. A real gamer. So when you get that, then you add Scary. And then the rest of the arsenal continues because our receivers that people want to mock, De'Ami Brown, starts kicking you behind. And so then the total team effort comes in, so they want to call you underrated, and then all of a sudden Armstrong is getting to your quarterback. Standerstill is making plays. So you break us apart. No, they may not be an all-star group. You put them together, they become a force.
Yeah.
And that's what team ball is all about.
Well, and you know, at this time of the year, right? I mean, you know, a couple of things have to happen if you're going to win, in all likelihood and in usual cases, right? You got to run the ball.
Business is arguably the best.
You know, as we saw with the Philadelphia Eagles, the only way they beat the Rams is because they have Superman running the football in Saquon Barkley. And to be fair, Jalen Hurts had the 44-yard touchdown early. And also, you got to play great defense or good enough defense. And certainly the Commanders are not a great defensive team. Nobody would qualify them as that. But they are a timely and opportunistic team, and I know the five turnovers are the big thing. Nobody should ever expect five turnovers in any kind of game. That just doesn't happen. It happens so rarely, although it did happen, ironically enough.
Well, you can force them. It can happen if you force them.
Well, yes.
They weren't unforced. They were forced.
Fair. Fair, but you can't count on that, I guess, is where I'm going with that. So I wouldn't expect that to happen this Sunday in the NFC Championship, but I think they can rattle the cage of Jalen Hurts, assuming that he stays in the game, because he's compromised physically, not only from running, but also, it seemed, last Sunday from throwing. And maybe some of that was the weather, some of that was the injury, some of that was whatever. You know, I think they can rattle that cage a little bit, even against that very, very good Eagles offensive line. All right, let's get back to the calls and try and squeeze in as many of you guys in as we can. Let's get to Sean in Connecticut here on the Team 980. Sean.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, obviously, most importantly, sorry for your loss. I really wasn't too both of you guys, sorry for your loss. I really wasn't too familiar with Pete. I think I started calling in after he had left.
Yeah.
But I will say, having the connection to Army-Navy as I do, anyone who's associated with any of those programs has to be a special person. So I can, and any friend of the Rooster is a friend of mine. So I can just imagine he was a great guy, and it just it seems like it's been a rough 6 months for everybody.
That's well said. Thank you. And you being an Army guy, I know it's tough for you to praise a Navy guy, but that's the spirit of that rivalry is all about as well, as Doc fully knows.
And you definitely have a point, but in this situation, when I texted you after my grandfather passed a couple weeks ago, you said that just some things are bigger than football, and this is definitely one of them.
So
hang in there, and just know you guys got a lot of really good people who are rooting for you guys. This is a great community that calls in. It was pretty touching to hear the last couple calls, Jeff from Vienna and Lou, and just to hear how much he meant to everybody. It really shows how good of a guy he was. And it makes sense why, because I remember when I first saw you had that Navy pennant in there, I was like, oh, I got to get him an Army pennant to even it out. But I'll allow it. I wish I got to know him more from everything that everyone has said, but I wanted to come on here and send my condolences, and obviously I could talk about the Commanders. We got all week for that. I just wanted to, and I also wanted to commend you for real quick. Your coverage of the game on Sunday was amazing. Seeing all the videos of Adam Peters and Newmark, that's the name who just left for the Jets.
Yep.
Getting the interview with Josh Harris, I was really happy for you.
Appreciate that.
And I really appreciate your coverage, and we all appreciate you gutting through today, because I can only imagine how it feels for you. So it's really impressive that you guys are able to come on here and deliver a great show and not get. It's just an emotional day for everybody, so I just wanted to send my props, my condolences, and that's about it. Have a great day. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I appreciate you, Sean. Awesome. Thank you. Sean is one of the best.
Great call. And to think that you had to
go ahead.
Foot your own bill to go up there and do that journalistic gym that you threw out.
Well,
maybe somebody will be sympathetic throughout the company.
Well, hopefully.
And they may even scratch your back a little bit. I just thought I'd throw that out.
We'll deal with that at a different time. So, yeah. But I appreciate all the kind words. Let's get to, where are we going here? Our guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis. Double A, tough day around here. I don't remember. Did you start calling after Pete was no longer on the show, or before? I can't remember.
It was after.
Okay.
But what I do want to say is all the kind words and stories and all the things I'm seeing online and I'm hearing today, that's his legacy. And that's what you want to be remembered for when you're gone. You know, I heard Dr. Sabah's story. I heard Jeff in Vienna. You know, I just heard Sean. I saw Linnell's text thread that he had online. And I am a very religious person. And what I just will throw out is, in my Orthodox faith, we say, may your memory be eternal when you pass on. So I just wanted to throw that out there, not trying to push my beliefs or anything on anybody, but that's what we believe in. And I just want to say that I appreciate you and Doc, Chris, and love you all. And it's just, it's like we're a family. You know, I've always said before, Chris, we're like your radio family.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear the emotion in your voice. And even Paulie has said, like a few weeks ago, when he gave me some encouragement after I had called in Christmas time, he said, you know, calling in is therapeutic. You know, like your show is therapeutic for me. I've said that to you, Kate. Kevin Sheehan's podcast that I listen to, it's therapeutic. And, you know, getting to call Doc after the game games is therapeutic. So I just, you know, much prayers for him and his family. I didn't know much about the guy, but that's what you want when you pass on, is that's his legacy. And again, may his memory be eternal. And just a shout out for the game. I know Doc has said before, don't really focus so much on the officiating. You got to get around that. But these phantom face masks and these BS roughing the passer calls like they did on two in the Houston game on Saturday, that can't play a role on Sunday. I'm just so fearful that of this hidden agenda that the league has, or because I told you there's going to be a massive bust when it is going to be something that comes out with these calls and some of the things that goes on, because it's not even close. But I it was the same thing when Tom Brady was still playing. I posted that on Twitter yesterday. But they on the phantom face mask Saturday, that Detroit scored on that drive. Otherwise, they get off the field. So that's the thing they're going to have to overcome with their defense not being that good. But I think we will be able to expose no N'Kobe Dean. Quentin Mitchell might be out. Some other guys are out in their secondary.
Yep.
I think we go up there and kick their ass.
I don't know about kicking their ass, but I think they're going to win. I'm with you. Athan, as always, appreciate the kind words, and you're a gem of a human being, no doubt about it.
Thanks, Athan.
I appreciate you. Double Thanks. A in Annapolis. Did you know
pointer,
that?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
You're not going to win unless you kick their ass.
Ooh. Ooh. So you think maybe a second consecutive double digit win?
No, I don't. I'm not a genie. I don't forecast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Sheehan, but I will tell you this. You got to take this from them. They're not going to give it away. And you're capable of doing all that, but I'm just saying this idea that, you know, you think it's going to be a genie or whatever. It is. You got to go take it from them.
Mm-hmm.
They're brash for a reason, because they're still not believers, because they've convinced themselves that you never beat them if their quarterback weren't injured. They don't believe you.
Yeah.
They believe that you got lucky. That's a perfect setup.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I want them to keep running their mouth.
A lot of people think they got lucky. Yeah.
They've disrespected us.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want your opponent to come in running his mouth and lack of respect. That's all this team needs. I wouldn't say a word, but this idea about outscoring them, no, I'm gonna cut their heart right out of their chest and go right through them.
That's the DOC NFC Championship this Sunday, the Washington Commanders against the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. You can hear the game right here on the Team 980 Sunday at 3 o'clock. Back in a moment. Stay with us. All right, once again, we're playing the some of the great clips and highlights that Pete Medhurst, our friend who lost his battle to cancer last night, got to be a part of on the Nationals Radio Network, usually on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, and sometimes he over here on the Team 980. And, of course, he was a big part of this show. We'll continue to pay tribute to him as the DOC rejoins and as we also look ahead to the NFC Championship game. Let's try and squeeze in one more here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Sanchez, who, is a big part of this show and always entertaining. And obviously, Sanchez, I know you listen to Pete and were part of the show and whatever. And I'm sorry for your loss as well, pal.
Hey, appreciate that. Rooster, Doc, Pete, one of the nicest guys in the business. I met you guys at the dumpster fire known as FedEx Field back in 2021. And Pete just instantly saw me, said, "What up, Sanchez?" And he always had time for whenever I asked him to come on the podcast. A lot of people don't know I have a local radio show that we do down here. And during the Army-Navy game, during his busiest time, he decided to make time, 15 minutes for us in a little show here in the southwest corner of Virginia, and treated us just like we were mainstream New Yorkers or something on the Fan or something up there. But hell of a guy, and he's going to be missed. Paulie called me this morning and told me. I was just like, yeah. Wow. And him and my grandmother actually shared the same birthday, January 5th. Mm. And so I always think about him. And when we celebrated her earlier this month, you know, I was thinking about Pete as well. But going to be missed. You know, he was the Superman to your Luthor, Russell, and we are going to miss that. But, you know, and you know, I can't leave us all here on a sad note, but yeah. If we keep on following what they got to do, don't matter. Don't bump the noise. I would use a different word, but I don't want the FCC to come after you guys. Bump the noise. Go out there and play your game and go out there and shock the world. Russell, you scared me on Johnny D this morning because you're so positive. I need you to be negative. I need you to go and find these crevices and be negative, Chris. This isn't like you. This makes me fear. I know we're going to win, but doggone it, that's not the Russell I know and love. I need you to be negative. I need you to be a curmudgeon. I need you to be, is it because Matty Ice isn't here and he's sick, that's why you feel like you got to be positive? Doggone it. Man, but I love you guys.
Love you too, pal.
Doc, be good, man.
Appreciate you.
All right, Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez. You know, Sanchez was referencing every Tuesday I'm on with my guy Johnny D and his crew down in Virginia Beach in Norfolk, and I picked the Commanders this morning, Doc, and I think I'm staying there.
Really?
Picked them to win straight up. I mean, I don't know the final score yet. I haven't gotten that far, but I'm feeling a little bit froggy about
this.
We've
almost gone an hour, and I haven't been able to congratulate you yet because I like Aaron Glenn a lot. And
well, he's not the head coach yet of the Jets.
Well, yet. I know, but at least you're making a wise move by considering him.
They're probably taking Lance Newmark away from the Commanders, which I don't love.
No.
I'm happy for Lance if he gets the job.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
we'll see. Good for Lance.
We'll see.
If it happens.
We'll see, no doubt. I ran into both Lance and Adam Peters. I had an embarrassing situation at the soda machine with Adam Peters on Saturday night. I'll tell that story when I come back. On the other side of 3 o'clock, the DOC is with us. We remember the life and the legacy of the great Pete Medhurst, and as well look forward to the NFC Championship game between your Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles, as the mayor tried to spell yesterday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.